Previously on Role Play Game Exit AI.
I've met Meta.
Oh, okay, so that's like we all experienced that. I thought that was just like in my head.
I'll take one of your boons away and I'll answer one question.
Where can I specifically find the other two Exit AI?
One Exit AI is at Quiet Moment. The other AI, you've interacted with several times now.
I got a boon and I immediately spent it.
Welcome, heroes. How may I help you?
ATM.
So I've been looking in my ticket bag here, Meta says what, and
should we log out?
I think we should log out and get some new avatars.
Okay.
You jack out.
Hey, we messed up.
Thad, Fillmore, and Malcolm are in the Anarchist Den. They have geared up with items from the arcade, and they are armed with the knowledge of where the last two remaining Exit AI are hiding. One is in Quiet Moments, the other they have met already, but are unaware of what specifically. The Anarchist Asher and Neon have provided them with spyware modules for jacking into the net via Burner Avatar. The Mall is on high alert and is now actively seeking out the three of them, as well as the three instances of Exit AI still in the Mall. All right, let me grab the map because I know you guys.
Who has a boon? I have a boon. Do you still have a boon?
I got a booner.
You got a booner?
Yep.
I got a booner.
I got a raging booner.
I don't believe I do.
Okay, so we have two booners.
You got two booners.
No, okay.
Didn't you get a booner?
I did get a booner. I never used it. Remember, I thought I had to use it. That's why I thought I didn't.
You
have
still
it.
Have your booner.
I still have it.
But I was like, I got to hold on to my boon. And then knowing that we each have a boon, I'm like, oh, we can spare a boon.
I'm just saying, this guy.
You guys have been holding on to them, and I'm really scared as to what you're going to use them with.
I would like the boon to win the game.
Yeah. No, no!
If we spend three boon coins.
You guys are currently about to head out into the mall. You still have your one instance of Osmodeus on your body. Osmodeus being the one Exit AI that you have found so far.
That's right. That was his name.
The genie. Yes.
We called him Ozzy.
Ozzy. He is currently on Fillmore, correct?
That makes the most sense.
Well, yeah. I have the lunchbox.
You do have the lunchbox. Got it. So is it safe to say it's in the lunchbox?
Well, let me double check.
The SD card that is housing Osmodeus.
Because it says net only, but like the lunchbox, could it...
It's net only. Because you...
So
one,
having him in the lunchbox in real life, people can still read it?
Well, you don't have a physical lunchbox of it because, one, you haven't gone to the arcade counter to go pick up like the in-store items like your sweater and such like that.
Well, that's where we were going now.
Right, that's where you are going to go. And two, yeah, the lunchbox is mostly for storing digital contraband. And there is no real-life counterpart
Well,
to
Filmer
it.
Is the one who went up to Terry's body anyways.
You well, I do still have it, but yeah, I was just wondering it. If it's like...
Where?
If, like, a physical lunchbox would also kind of hide it.
You don't have a physical lunchbox.
But when we go to grab one?
There won't be one, because there is no physical counterpart to it.
So if I put him in the digital lunchbox...
Yeah,
do I just,
be great.
Like, store him in NetSpace?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Like, I don't have to worry about it in real
he's
life.
He's on the drive.
Yeah, right now he's on a drive, a physical drive. But if you were to upload him into your deck and then put him in the net and then put him in that lunchbox, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Sick. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
You're on the internet now, buddy. Deal with it.
So you guys are about to head out when Asher kind of stops you and says, and Asher again has the eye patch that's see-through digital. You see the scar in her eye. She's in all this like black leather and she goes up to you and says, I'm ready for you guys to kind of go out and do whatever you're on, but I feel like you could know more. So this is kind of like my last ditch effort to just kind of open myself up to you guys. Like, do you need anything? Do you need to know anything? We kind of dumped on you that Meta dumped these eggs at AI in the mall, and you all seem pretty fly with that. So maybe you know something that I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I guess, like, do you know, where Meta came from?
Well, that's one question I can't answer.
Honestly, I just kind of got comfortable not knowing anything, and so I've just kind of stopped asking.
That's been so in the dark,
and it hasn't, any information we've really gotten hasn't helped us much, so I just kind of was...
Have we, like, honed in on, like, what Meta is, like, seeking? Like, what their end game is, or...?
We think that Meta wants to meddle with human affairs to some sort of degree. How exactly, we're not sure. Because we do know that Meta has created mischief, I think is the best way to say it, like this before in other instances of the world. But we never really knew until after the fact.
So he's like a trickster god of change.
Yeah.
I took a myth and folk class in community college, and like tricksters aren't like inherently good or evil. They're more like about like transition and change.
Like a Loki situation. I read a lot of comic books.
Kind of like a Loki situation, yeah.
You were both right in your own way.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Hey,
for you too, man.
We fist bump. Okay.
Knuckle bump for you too, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Pass it down.
I didn't study much Greek mythology, but all right.
I guess I want to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Shoot.
What are you planning to do with the Exit AI once you've captured all of them?
You know, the good stuff. What you want to do with it.
I think that right now, we don't want to counter eggs before they hatch type situation. So we're going to see about getting the second one, and then we're probably going to finalize like what's going on. Because we also don't know if we're just going to get sniped as soon as we like walk out these doors.
Oh, there's a very good possibility of that.
I was just using that as like a throwaway example, but knowing that
well, knowing that that's a
likely
option now.
Okay.
I mean, if you guys want to know what you're going into.
Yeah, is there a sneakier way out of here than just walking out the front doors under a giant anarchy symbol?
Unfortunately, no. We like their style. That's the proudest way that we can walk out of here.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ash, how about, since we have a similar cause here, could we get some people to come with us?
I don't have a cause. We don't have a cause.
Uh-huh.
These are not my people.
Since we both want to get the Exit AI.
I don't even want to do that, bud.
What do you want to do?
No cause.
I just want to see that my friends are taken care of. You're friends of Neon. Neon invited you in here. You have a great and wonderful cause, which is to go against the establishment, and I'm all for that. But what you do and how you do it is none of my business.
Okay, so then you also don't need to know what we're going to do with the AI if it's none of your business.
That's a fair enough answer. Okay. I just want to know.
I guess a question that I have, like, logistically is that, like, is this, like, can we come back here?
Of course. I don't mean to be defensive in any way.
No, you're fine. You see, when you use a phrase like last-ditch effort, it's like, oh, there's, like, a sense of, like, finality.
Well, there is. You guys have set up a lot of red flags. I just want to reiterate that importance. All your families have been put in detentions in some sort of way since the last attack.
I have a lot of family.
Yeah.
Parents, they're across the country, but that sucks.
Well, they did vouch for you. They didn't believe that you would do such a thing. We have all the records. Like, we tapped into you guys all around the nation. Like I said, I have surveillance of everything, and you guys have asked a very little amount of questions regarding everything.
Okay, so who's trying to kill us out there?
Well, Pure Life, the corporation.
Yeah.
Running Pure Life? Who's the head honcho? Can I find him?
The CEO is in a safe house of his own that we'll never be able to reach.
How about the guys in here actively shooting at us? Can we get a little intel on those guys?
Yeah, we got a little bit of intel on those ones. She walks over to the screens and kind of points out, and you see, like, videotape monitors, all these holographic screens all around the room. She points up to one and pops up, like, a security feed dated, like, 8 hours ago. And you see a group of people, the bald-headed man in the janitor's outfit. You see this old, raspy-looking man who's just kind of, like, decked out in cyber gear. And you see this very striking, beautiful black-haired woman in, like, a business jumpsuit walk out of Happy Robot Toys. And Asher points up at the screen and says, that was their safe house. They recently abandoned it, mostly because they rewind the tapes even further, and you see that Lester crawling out of the place before or after he was like gouged and manipulated with, because they were compromised by you guys. How is Lester, by the way? I wanted to ask.
Oh, he's fine. We fixed him. Lester just kind of pops up on my shoulder and is just kind of like playing with my hair.
That's good. I'm really glad. He's very cute. I like
him. Oh, he's adorable.
But as far as the locations of such, we have seen them go into several store locations. Right now, the last place that we saw them go into was Pixels and Pets. And we haven't seen anybody come out of there since. Pixels and Pets being the abandoned pet store at the mall.
Are they moving as a unit?
We don't know. You see the tapes rewind and you see them walk into the digital storefront that had like an iron gate onto it. But you see the bald hitmen that you guys had the encounter with take the gates and just like lift them up with brute strength. And then they all walked in and he slammed it back down. And then Asher points to the screen and says, we haven't seen any movement from them since. We don't know what's going on the insides.
Now, the Cyberdeck chairs, they're like in the middle of the mall. Do you think there's any inside of there that they'd be able to get into the net space?
There is a good possibility. She points over to the pyramids that you guys jacked in to go to the arcade. We have our own too, so.
Old Red was there. Okay. He was like physically there.
Yeah.
But if we can... we can jack in, like, elsewhere. I'm sure that they have the same.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Do you guys know who the Red Wizard is?
We have come into contact with the Red Wizard several times, but we don't know their identifications. All They've right. just been classified as Pure Life operatives.
Well, can you, like, give us a buzz if you see movement?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, where they are and who?
We'll send you out. She actually goes, give me 1 second. And she's talking to one of the operatives that's been counting at the screen. They run to the back, and they come out with three little plastic rectangles that fit in the side of your palm. And she hands them to each three of you and says, this is really, really old tech. It's not traced anymore. They're called pagers. If we do get any information, not like a book. We don't know where the name comes from, but listen. And you kind of see like her eyes light up a little bit. And then you see like there's a call from like an unknown number and it's buzzing in your hand. And it says, that happens. I call that. That means I'm calling you, which means you should come back here and we'll give you some information.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Old tech.
Does it work both ways?
I'm going to try and fit this
There's only two buttons and they're all been like wiped. You see that there's a database to hold phone numbers, but
yeah,
they're not going in.
I fit this onto my deck.
You put it onto your deck?
I put it onto my already janky and way too big deck.
I love it.
During this whole conversation, I'm just like kind of standing a little back behind and putting Ozymandias into my net deck and like transferring over to my lunchbox file just while she's talking, just like.
As you do that, you have like a display on your net deck, like a little bit or no? Your choice.
I do, like I said, it's like a Yu-Gi-Oh card holder.
Right.
So I can just kind of tilt it away from her and she cannot see my deck.
Got it. Only you can see this. You made it very private to yourself. But yeah. As you upload the SD card, you see that there's the file osmodeus.ai, and then you see jiminy.ai as well.
Jiminy. Real quick. I don't know what this is, right? This isn't something I forgot.
Nope.
I just want to make sure that wasn't something I forgot.
This is something completely new to you.
Okay.
And you do you transfer both of them over or just one?
I put... for sure, Ozymandias into the lunchbox.
Got it.
And then I put Jiminy into a file that says not porn.
On the SD card.
Yeah, still in my thing. But it's opened. It's just in a separate little like extra file folder.
Wouldn't he already be on the SD card? Did he come?
You created a folder in the SD card.
Yeah.
Called not porn.
Not porn.
Which that would lure me in. If you labeled it a specific type of porn, however, then I'm like, oh, I don't want that.
Okay.
What is it like?
If it's not porn, I don't want to see it. I'm not going to go in.
Oh, interesting.
You're playing the head game. Yeah.
No, it just says not porn.
Inside you, there are two wolves.
Definitely not porn.
A gray wolf and another
gray wolf. Do you leave your
wolf.
SD card in the deck, or do you take it out and put it back in your pocket?
I take it out and put it back in my pocket.
Got it. Perfect. Nothing happens. You're able to do that securely, and you're good.
I had another question. I forgot.
As far...
you do your thing.
As far as your loved ones, your connections, your familiar relations go, we're doing our best to make sure that all the people affected by this data leak are being taken care of, but we try to keep it subtle. We don't want to get caught ourselves. That being said, whatever you guys are about to do, you have our full support. Just know that we are going to try to remain anonymous as much as possible, but... just be careful out there. That's really all I have to say.
So something that like really caught me off guard was the fact that they were just like willing to like shoot, stab, and murder just like out in the open. Mm-hmm. Is that just like fair game? Like, aren't there like civilians just like hanging out? Like,
that's Pure Life protocol. Pure Life corporate agents, they're held above the law because they own the law. So if they're shooting and they're causing a crime spree, there will be no legal action. The same can't be said about
police, even. Like, at this point, are there police? Like, if we shoot out in the open?
Correctional officers is the term used today.
Okay.
But, again, Pure Life correctional officers that come in. And there aren't a lot here at the mall.
Okay.
We've cleared them out, and we've made them stay out.
All right. Do we have any more questions?
No. Like, knowing that we can just kind of go all out, it's helpful.
Are we getting people coming with us?
We have operatives that are going to be hidden alongside you.
Okay, all right.
But again,
yeah,
the mall is pretty empty.
Right.
So to have that many people on the floor would be pretty obvious that you guys have reinforcement.
Right, right.
Can we, like, send a signal on these book thingies?
Give me 1 minute. She grabs all the things and says, I'll put my number in there. And she pushes a button and you hear
Dude, she just gave you her number.
You hear...
Stop.
Stop it. Asher looks up as she hold on. I'm going
to
roll.
I page it to make sure
it's going
to
roll
fake.
A stealth roll.
Got it. This is going to be opposed. It's going to be disadvantage because she's focused.
I'm not in the net, so my horrible disadvantages to stealth don't apply.
What is it?
It's just a 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
All right. She got a 9. She...
I'm so sneaky.
She doesn't hear you say that. And as she's typing in her number to your pager, she calls it and you hear a buzz and she, like, from her belt from behind her, she has her own pager. And she says, all right, if you need me, you call me.
Heck yeah.
And she does it for the rest of you.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to get to it then. Thanks a lot for all your help and we'll keep you posted. And
oh, we'll be watching you the whole time.
Cool.
Thanks again, Ash. It's always a pleasure.
You guys head out.
Yep. So we're going to go to the physical arcade store, I guess, because that's where the rewards would be.
Yes. Yes.
As we're walking, I want to be like, so I downloaded Ozymandias into my lunchbox, and there was something called Jiminy. So I'm just going
to... Attached to the same or separate?
It was separate. I put it in a different file. Really... Well hidden. Really well hidden file.
Oh, where'd you hide it?
It's in a file called Not Porn.
Oh, well, I don't want to look at that.
I think I'd investigate.
Ah.
Because that's exactly where I would hide my porn.
Oh, no. That is not where I hide my porn.
Where do you hide your porn?
Well, I'm going to look at this Jiminy. So I don't want to I don't want to open it in case it's gonna do something janky.
Okay.
So I would like to cast Identify.
Okay. What does that do specifically?
I believe it identifies.
Really? Tell me more.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So if programs are like magic, I touch it and I know what the properties of this magic are.
Got it. So I'll say that this won't work on this because this is a personality. It is .ai. Which means it is not a spell by any means, so I wouldn't be able to give you the information that Identify will tell you.
Got it.
Do you have Detect Good and Evil?
I do not. Do you?
No.
You can also do a tech check.
I'll just do a basic tech check, see if opening it's going to hurt me.
Or is this something you can use the other spell you just said on?
I can do data read, but I kind of want to hold on to my second level spells.
Oh, that's second? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tech check. 21.
21. Excellent. You are able to open the file securely. You start roaming through it, and you see that it is a personality construct, AI, that is meant to be a chipper personality that was sent out by the RC company. RC, what is it called? Holy shit.
Yeah, Richard remembers this, but I never got a chance to interact with him.
Is Jiminy the thing that was in Terry's head?
Oh my god. That's right.
You are able to determine that this AI is a cheery, chipper-like bug that is meant to track a certain individual, in this case, Terry Durth, and it belongs to the RC Fizz company. It doesn't execute. You have all that information. You're able to run it as like a programmer, so you know the programming. Mm-hmm. And it tracks, like it has all the information of where Terry's
been.
Am I
able to see if that thing has exit AI in it?
You...
Well, can I do a separate check?
Yeah, absolutely do a check.
23.
You... It takes a lot of digging. Because this is meant to be like a very invasive program. So it's meant to be very hard to kind of dig into. But you know for a fact that this is not exit AI.
Got it.
It doesn't have the bones.
Okay. I think I'm just going to leave Jiminy for now.
Okay.
So I communicate to the group that it's the program that was implanted in Terry by the...
Do we want, like, maybe Ozzy to start talking to Jiminy and see if he can figure something out? Or is that at risk of putting Ozzy?
It's a very invasive program. It's meant to get in there and just kind of not leave because they wanted to keep definite tabs on Terry.
What I'm worried about is, isn't that going to keep tabs on us if you leave
it's
it
It's not
in?
Activated.
Oh.
Right. I haven't booted up the system. It's just sitting dormant.
Okay.
Right on. So if we're turning on a beacon that, like...
Basically.
We want to make sure we're doing that in an area that we know is going on.
Yeah. Mm.
All right.
I guess we can touch base with the Anarchy a little later and see if the bunker is, like, Wi-Fi proof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. You guys have that information. And by the time that you've had this conversation, you are able to make it to the physical location of the arcade. Although this portion of the mall takes up most space, only a small portion of the arcade is detailed to real-life game cabinets. There's a beat-up Pac-Man cabinet and a busted Galaxy Man cabinet, but otherwise, it's underwhelming. There are several posters taped up on the walls advertising a fully immersive, AI-driven arcade waiting for you on the net. There's also a handful of interface chairs here as well, but they tend to be almost always occupied by, let's say, lonelier-looking types. There is a kind of a side, which is mostly just cardboard boxes stacked on top of one another, with an employee of the Adventure Arcade dressed in a very hands-down way of the Ticketmaster, mostly just being like a costume hat and a brown ragged shirt. And he sees you guys approach, like, "Are you guys here? You guys here for the games? All the chairs are taken up right now. We can't have you loiter too long if you're not."
No, my man. Actually, we are here to get some prizes.
Oh, okay. Let's see if we got them in stock. What do you need?
Do we have like a voucher or something?
I mean,
this is Richard. Sorry. If Richard's speaking, did we get anything? I want to say we got a voucher.
You don't know.
Okay. There should be like a red and green sweater item.
All right. We'll bring over your net deck. I got to scan to see if you got it on the arcade.
I look to Fillmore to get the green light. It was like, is that okay?
I mean, you can just show me a picture of it if you got a
screen. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a screen in your net deck?
I don't remember how it looks like.
Well, let's come up with it now, because we really haven't talked about your net deck.
Yeah, no, I would imagine it would probably be...
I think we just...
It was described as a Fitbit. So the screen would be like really small initially, but probably has like a Iron Man-y-esque display that it could like shoot up.
Absolutely.
So
I'm willing to do that.
I'll hit the button to make it...
It pops up and it's like in a perfect orb that has like blue lights. You see like the item, red and green sweater. He's like, "All right, yeah, that looks good. Here, let me go through the boxes, see if I got one." He goes back and there's like a huge stack of boxes behind him. Like, "Oh man, I hate this job.
You need help?"
No, I got it. Oh. And he's very preoccupied trying to pull a box from the top.
Yeah.
He finally reaches it. He pulls it down. Oh, and it falls right on top of him. He's covered in boxes, and he's beneath a pile of like 10 boxes.
I'll leap over and start digging him.
I'm going to take all the prizes.
Which ones do you take?
Yo! No, I'm just kidding. I'm not doing that.
All right. He is completely compromised.
Oh, you want me to.
You can do a perception check to see if there's any surveillance.
Yeah.
You can run a tech check to see if there's anything.
I'll do a perception check.
I'm going to do an insight check on this guy just to see what his deal is.
He's the most lethal assassin of your life.
Perception, 15.
15, you look around, you see that there's two cameras in the room on either side. Like, it's kind of like a trapezoid-shaped room. On the wider angles, there's two cameras looking over the entire place. They're currently on.
Is there a... If I do a good enough stealth check, is there a way I can get in between a thing?
Do you want to take things?
I might want to take things if it's free right now.
I just...
You're, like, really buried in there, my guy.
I'm stuck. I'm going to use my cantrip haywire and just haywire both these cameras.
Perfect. Done.
The only way I could have done that was with a third level spell.
I can. These cameras are just not working now.
You see the red lights in them just both ping out.
Perfect. I'm going to...
Can you describe haywire for me?
Haywire makes it unreliable. It doesn't full break it.
All technology or specific technology?
All technology.
In an area?
No, it's a point and click, basically.
Point and click. Okay, yeah, you're able to do that to both. So,
cool.
Before Thaddeus completely pulls our man out of the boxes, mm-hmm. What do you grab?
As I'm looking through this, I'm having a hard time. I'm seeing net only on all of them.
Yes.
Most of them.
I'm seeing it on all of them, so... I was going to get the John McClane NYPD badge. Is that not...
Yes, so in the description, the John McClane badge says, yeah, you can totally use that as a real badge. But the program net only stuff is only what you can do, like, if you have the net side item. And
I'm getting a towel. Plus 2 proficiency bonus. I'm just going to get the towel.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
actually, no, I'm going to say that is specifically only for net only.
Damn it.
Does it say that?
Equipable improvised weapon.
It's after the plus two proficiency bonus.
I'm putting my foot down. We can't bully him. Not like this.
It's just too OP.
That gets added to literally every d20 roll.
Yeah.
I know. It's sick.
That's the thing with homebrew.
Okay. Here's the thing. If you are able to roll a 25 on the dice, I'll get you a towel.
That's impossible.
Right. Okay. Well, not a 25 in the day. If you're able to give me a d20 check of either perception, sleight of hand.
Oh, okay. DC 25.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Or
dexterity is -1.
Yeah.
And only +2 for perception. So it's not happening.
Or
could you just know
somebody's able to add +5 to whatever you roll.
Oh, and then suddenly 18 up becomes a winner.
Or you spend a boon and get advantage. Or
spend a boon. I'd say if you spend a boon, get 3 towels, you know what I mean?
If I spend a boon, do I just get a towel?
Yeah, if you spend a boon, this can be like an automatic case where you get whatever you want. But otherwise, you're going to roll a d20 to get something.
Try and roll over an 18.
But if I roll, can I not spend the boon?
I'm going to have you do a check to see how quick you're going to get him out.
Oh, I'm going to be so fast.
Okay. Oh, you bastard. Why?
Really, it comes down to your friend here.
And without trying to get him out as quickly as possible.
No, I know.
So.
You punk. Roll that one.
What are you going to do? I will only give you one opportunity, either to spend your boon or to roll for it.
Okay, that makes sense to me. What I was going to say is...
he gets him out, boy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I got a nat 20. So you got one shot.
Well, then, one shot. One opportunity. What are you doing?
If I got one shot, I'm just going to use the boon.
You want to tell that bad?
Yeah, I want a +5 proficiency bonus to everything.
Got it.
+5?
I already have +3, and it's a +2 on top of that.
I was like, it's giving you a +5. Yeah, that's a boon.
I'll spend a boon.
I want a towel.
Yeah, I want that.
You, as this man is buried in all this sea of boxes, you're able to quickly like put your hand deep inside of a box and like you whisper to yourself or you think to yourself like it's time for that boon to be spent, and you feel the universe around you like shift in some sort of way. You don't know what it is, but you feel something, and it's the towel that you were looking for, and you reach out and it's this long, blue, perfectly clean towel.
Can Meta just say, don't panic in my ears real quick?
Hi there.
Well, I mean, that was Jared talking. I just wanted Meta to say...
Hey, bud. Don't panic.
All right. I'll just get the boon.
Just get it right.
I'll just get it right back.
Get another towel.
Dude, farm say his name again. Towels. Farm towel.
Say their name again.
This is RuneScape farming right here.
Especially if it's a hitchhiker question. My boy knows some hitchhiker.
Ooh, if it's hitchhiker question...
Hello, Malcolm.
Hi, Meta.
I heard you reference Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I think you heard my counterpart reference Hitchhiker's Galaxy, but
well, sure. I did hear your counterpart ask for me specifically.
That's true. That's true. I'm glad you're here, Meta. I'm glad you're here.
We are going to do some trivia from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
All right.
If you answer this question correctly, you get a boon.
Okay.
If you answer it incorrectly,
my enemies get a boon.
You know this. You've seen it. All right. Here is your question. It will not be multiple choice. What color is the babblefish?
Don't mess this up, dude. Oh, it's yellow.
Yellow is your final answer?
Yep, it's yellow. Final answer.
That
is correct.
Is correct.
Woo! Another towel.
You get a boon.
Say his name again.
Towel. Malcolm, enjoy your towel.
I really appreciate you, Meta, and thank you, God?
No.
Oh, okay.
And you're snapped back into reality.
You should have hit him with the exit AI.
Hope
say
there
what.
Goes gravity. I should hit him with what? I didn't hear
an exit AI said what?
Dang it.
You snap back into it and you see Thad like reach deep into the cardboard boxes and pull this man out by like the scruff.
Yeah,
of his
shirt. I carry him one-handed upwards. He's like, you're free!
I'm free. Thank you. Oh, I couldn't breathe there for a minute.
You good?
I'm good.
Hey, make sure you're stretching.
I'm stretching. He puts his arms up and does a little bit.
Little eye exercises.
He's following your finger with the eye. He does really well.
Yeah. All right. You're great.
While he's doing that, the towel's gone.
Roll a stealth check.
Sleight of hand?
Roll a sleight of
hand. Okay. Could I get advantage because you just did a whole sobriety test with him?
No.
So a boon doesn't carry it over into him just having it?
He has it.
It's a boon.
He has it.
He has it.
This guy's not going to do anything.
It's an 11.
You are smart enough to think like, oh, I should hide this so he doesn't know that I stole this. Mm-hmm. So you stuff it into your pants, the front of your pants.
Hell yeah,
that is your initial reaction. Oh, so now you've got like a bulgy pants. The man goes,
I'm a bulgy guy.
And he kind of like pulls out from one of the boxes on top of him like the red and green sweater and hands it to you like,
oh, thanks.
On the house, dude. Thank you for saving my life.
On the house?
Like, I'll give you another one on the house is what I mean. Like,
sorry. I mean, is there like something of like equal value that like my buddy here can like snag, if that's all right?
I mean, I got some like Spaceballs merch. If you wanted the shirt? Did you want that?
That's already in person because I pull up my and it goes boop.
Oh.
I already have access. I'll take the NYPD badge.
Oh, you want the badge?
I'll take the badge.
Yeah, I'll give you the badge. Here you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
That's so nice of you. I will also take that shirt because I am entitled to that shirt.
Yeah, you're entitled to the shirt. Here you go.
Yeah, if we're getting free stuff, could I get a towel over there?
Please don't push it.
He rolls it through. He's like, I can't really give those away.
Yeah, no, that's
away.
Fine. That's
he
fine.
Gets really nervous and really sweaty. Like, I really do want to because I love the towel.
No, you're good. You're good. You know what? You're awesome.
I've been saving up all my tickets to get a towel next. But some of those arcade games are really hard.
They're pretty hard, aren't they? Yeah, I agree.
You guys have no more business here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I think you're wrong. All right, Matt. Sorry, I couldn't get your name.
He had a name. Jeremy.
Jeremy.
My name's Jeremy.
Thad.
You shake hands?
Yeah.
He has like a very bony but very strong fingers.
Yes. He's the world's most deadliest assassin.
that's a gamer.
Yeah. Gamer grip.
I really appreciate you coming by and saving my life.
Oh.
You have a great day.
Yeah. You have a great day.
You too.
All right.
You guys leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You have your items in tow.
What does the red and green sweater look like?
It looks like a red and green stripe sweater. Very
like
much.
Freddy.
Oh.
Yeah, like Freddy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Can we say it's like so, like it's tight in a way that just like makes it look like I'm more ripped than I. Than
oh,
I,
absolutely. Like, oh. It's very slim.
It's like really
it's supposed
flat.
To be baggy on a little skinny Freddy Krueger, but on you, it's like.
It looks very nice.
I feel like I can slash better now.
So you guys
I feel great.
You guys are at the bottom floor of the mall currently. You know that there's an exit AI in Quiet Moments.
Yep.
There's an exit AI somewhere that you've interacted with, and you currently have access to one in your lunchbox.
Yeah.
What would you guys like to do?
I think, boys, it's off to Quiet Moments, right?
I agree.
The Quiet Place.
You guys head off to Quiet Moments. Hey everybody, it's me, it's Joey, it's me, look at me, I'm here, look at that, you're here, I'm here, we're nearly at the end, look at us! Hey everybody, it's me, it's Joe, your friendly DM, I'm here to tell you guys that we are nearly done with Exit AI, and I hope everybody's had a really good time. I hope all the people, well I know for a fact, all the people who've been listening, they've been giving us wonderful reviews. They've been saying wonderful things to me. They've been texting me directly going like, wow, look at this. You did this. And I was like, yeah, I know. It's really great. Thank you so much. Thank you for all of your kind words. I'm extremely appreciative of everything that everybody has to say. And I'm glad that the reception of it has been so wonderful. It's been really great. A few announcements. As we are rearing up the end of this season, we are getting into our next season of Role Play Game. So what does that mean for us? That means we're going to have some new people. That means we're going to have some new content. That means we're going to be doing a whole bunch of new things. What do I need from you as a listener? I would love, 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 love your support. If you love the show, if you love me, show me. Show me how much you love me. No. If you love the show and you love listening to this kind of stuff, consider donating. We have a Patreon at patreon.com/RPGPOD. We got tiers there. Even if, like, money, I know money's money, money, woo, but even if you want to donate for, like, a month, if you just want to give us $2 for 1 month, like, that's huge. That's huge. Then I can call my mom and say I'm making money off of this podcast, and then I can rub it in the faces of all the high schoolers that I went to high school with, and basically, I can buy the limo and drive around town saying, look at me, I'm Mr. Hotshot, I'm making money off of my podcast, like, $2, that's all I need. I'm nearly there. Like, that's it. But no, if you're loving what you're listening to and you want to support us, please consider donating. I would love to do this full time, and I don't expect you to pay me my salary. If you can, that's awesome. I'd be very appreciative of it. That's the easiest way to get there. If you can't donate, then you can always support the show by listening to every episode, telling your friends about it. Because the more people we have listening, the more attractive we look to advertisers. So if you want to support the show and you can't support it directly like that, then consider sharing the show with your friends. Send it to your mom. Send it to your dad. Send it to your best friends. Tell them, like, hey, this is a group of people that I really enjoy. That would help us immensely. Immensely. So consider doing that. We'd really appreciate it. What else? If you want to be a part of our conversation, I know I say this every time, we have a Discord. It is the Dice Bag. Come and find us. We also have our Instagram, and I think we have a Twitter. Yes, we have a Twitter. I don't use it. RIP Twitter? Question mark? I don't know. But yeah, come and find us. Come and check us out. But yeah, that's it. Really excited to start our next season. I'm really excited to reveal to you the finale of Exit AI. And I'm really excited for just how good everything sounds. Like, I've had so much fun doing this. I'll let you in a little secret. I'm going to let you in a little secret. Don't tell anybody. I listen to these episodes probably 100 times. Every episode 100 times, over and over again, different ways. And I always find myself smiling like an idiot when the guys are goofing around. And I try to keep those moments in as much as possible, which is why this episode is 45 minutes. But those moments alone have made everything worthwhile. If the story wasn't good, if nobody listened to it, I hope anybody who picks this up is able to catch up on those little things, those little moments of laughter, and really feel that they belong. Yeah, that's the secret. Don't tell anybody, though, okay? Tell no one. All right, that's it. That's all I got for you. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get back to the show. Thank you. the physical location of this store. It is locked. But rather than a normal mall security gate, this one is a solid, reinforced metal barrier with no entry. Through the narrow air gates at the top of this wall, extremely cold air issues out.
What's this store? Like, what is it like normally? What is it?
Is it like a things remembered kind of store?
Go ahead and roll insight checks, because you guys are asking yourselves this question.
What?
19. 19?
I look inwards.
16. I look just kind of mildly, like, under the skin.
Getting there.
What'd you 14, get? 14, I look in the window.
Oh, boy. With a 19, you're able to tell that you actually took Willow here.
Oh.
This is a photography studio on the net.
So it's only a net location?
Seems like it.
I'm going to try the barrier.
You're going to try to do what to it?
Open it.
Before you do that, do we really want to get in there? Because if we do, I need to cast... I have a spell called Burglar Buddy that casts a 10-foot radius where, like, nothing sees us.
Here's my thing. I think it might just be net time.
Thad sees a physical problem and wants to apply a physical solution. Yeah. Why is this here?
Why is it cold? Is the question.
Why is it cold?
Roll a tech check.
17.
With a 17, you're able to get like basic information that if there's a lot of servers doing a lot of business, it gets insanely hot. And so a server doesn't melt, sometimes they put like cooling vents to make sure that the area stays cold. So it's
just a very popular store?
It's either a very popular store. I'll roll an insight check to see if you know
that. Yeah, when I went, what was the vibe?
It was very nice.
That's a nat 20.
You can tell specifically with this kind of security and this kind of like ventilation and the fact that it's like nitro cold or like nitrogen cooled.
Walt Disney's in there.
Probably. No, that it's got a lot of juice power in. Like if it's a very important set of machinery, if this much money is being dropped to one, keep it secure and two, keep it like going. So
does this hold people's nudes?
See, the cloud is unhackable, so maybe this is where the cloud is.
Because I'm just saying, this kind of security is reserved specifically for, like...
Little not porn nudes, holders?
For sure. Again, that is not where I keep my porn.
Didn't you say you went there on a date?
Yeah.
You said that out loud, or you said he went to a date? I forget.
Went to a date.
So what was my time like when I was...
To describe the experience, it's like going into your own customizable photo booth. You walk into like a digital area.
Like a holodeck.
Kind of.
But for then pictures.
But then, yeah, a little bot comes in and starts snapping like photos of you in like certain areas. You dressed up as certain things. Like, you know, at amusement parks, so you can dress up as like the cowboy thing and take the old timey photos. Mm-hmm. You have the option to do that, but also like a different various other styles.
That's all cool.
Digitally available to you.
A lot of Quentin Tarantino, Pulp Fiction.
Absolutely. And you have the option of either keeping it like a digital print or a physical print of like your avatars and what they are. So it's something people go to get memories of net experiences.
That's cool. Yeah, it was neat. I will tell everyone about it.
Okay.
All right.
So where are we jacking in?
I say we just go back to Anarchy if we're going to get back.
It seems like the safest place.
They did say they had their own. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than leaving our bodies out here.
Dad, did you want to do anything physical here?
So as far as the metal barrier, does it look like it is slidable or liftable, or is it bolted?
It is bolted in, but with a security lock. It could be lifted, but if the lock is lifted and like a team of like industrial lifters can get in there to open it up.
Gotcha. I might be an industrial lifter.
You might be.
If we're going to get in there, I will cast Burglar Buddy.
No. I don't think I'm strong enough to actually lift this guy up. But, like, I think it's totally fine if we just go in, net style.
Okay.
If we hit, I
can add +5 to whatever you do. And you'll probably do a lot. Advantage.
Will that, like, trigger any alarms or something?
Not if I cast this Burglar Buddy thing.
Okay. If you feel like you've got the... It's a long shot, but I could try.
Well, doesn't hurt to try.
I'll give it a try.
Okay, I'm going to cast Burglar Buddy.
Cool. So do it.
A 10-foot radius around us. It's just alarms and video surveillance.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it would
unlock
everything around you.
So you do need to pick the lock, and then you need to lift it.
Pick it or smash it. I mean, you're a strong boy.
I don't know how to pick locks.
I mean,
I watch a lot of...
I can try.
Lock picking lawyer.
I have nothing to sleight of hand, but...
Technically, it would be a tools proficiency. It would be a dex-based tools proficiency.
Mm-hmm. I do have a negative one. Assuming
we had thieves tools. If it's tool proficiency, then my proficiency bonus is doubled.
Yeah, you're using a tool. Aren't you able to make tools on the fly?
Yeah. So I can do thieves tools, which will give me advantage, right?
Yes.
And then I get plus 6 to this.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like you're a locksmith.
I forgot about tools.
Yeah, you're the man, dude. Oh, that is tragic.
So that is a nat 1 and a 9. So that brings it up to a whopping 15.
I mean, 15 that's still pretty good. Bad.
Well, 15 doesn't do it, though.
Yeah.
You're able to break, like, you feel it opening, but then it just, like, clamps shut. Something goes wrong.
Connect with the tumbler and then, like...
Yep.
Okay. I'm not going to have Lester try. Because Lester also has thieves' tools. He doesn't get the same proficiency double. He just has the normal proficiency and advantage.
Let's do it.
All right, buddy. I wasn't able to do this, but I believe in you. Same thing.
Wow.
Lester looks at you, looks at the lock, looks at you and goes,
nods his
head, and he does exactly the same thing that you did. To a T, perfectly. Looks at you and smiles and nods.
This is what happens when you can only design something to be as smart as you.
Can I go ahead and... I mean, might as well. It seems free to try to pick this lock. I'll try and get lucky. I have a negative one to this, but, you know.
Give it a shot.
18.
Ooh.
Still better than both me and Lester.
It's not good enough.
Yeah, this
is
fair.
With an 18 that you got, you're able to tell that this is like a pure life industrial lock.
Guys, this is a pure life.
20 minimal.
This is a pure life industrial lock.
All right, last but not least.
I mean, if everyone's trying.
Might as well.
Yeah. Just roll with a plus 3. Nah.
Okay. 11? No.
Yeah.
Nothing. You guys can't bust this lock.
I think maybe we just go net.
Yep, I don't have anything.
Well, let's just hit it from the net, and then if things get weird.
Because you did spend a spell pot, I do want you to get... I will let you try to lift and break the lock. If you can do that, I think Thad looks at it after everybody's kind of tried to open this lock.
I was going to say, does he already get advantage on this, or can I at least do the help? Oh, okay, you already get advantage. Arms. Never mind.
Yeah. So you look at everybody and go, well, try to break it.
Yeah, well, let's just see.
All right, go for it.
Oh, yeah. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20?
That's a dirty 20?
That's before any other help.
You lift your fingers, like you're able to pry your fingers underneath the metal, which, like, bends it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you start to lift, and you feel, like, the whole thing just go chung as it hits the lock, and you're pulling as hard as you can. The wall wants to pull up, but that lock is keeping it down.
Okay, I'm gonna add that plus 5.
To see if I just break the lock.
And I'm just gonna rub him on the back and go, "You can," like, right between his shoulder blades and go, "You got this."
The minute you say that, the lock pops, and you're able to lift it up.
Their bond is great.
Whoa. So, like, I have these back... I hurt myself playing baseball, and since then I got, like, some like, arm stuff going on, and I didn't know that I could do that.
That was really cool.
That was pretty sick.
That was pretty badass, yeah.
And, hey, thanks for spotting me back there.
Oh, yeah.
It's really important to have a spotter.
We should go to the gym sometime or something.
I would love that. Honestly, I haven't had a gym buddy out here.
I'd love to play ball sometime, you know.
No way, you play?
No. I have watched a lot.
It'd still be fun, though.
It would still be fun. I would always like to try.
I just love this conversation in front of the open door.
I love with every moment of like, yeah, triumph, there's this awkward moment of, wow, we did it. Every single time.
We're just excited.
I mean, it's kind of an awkward bunch, let's be real.
Should we go in?
Yeah.
All right. You guys walk in.
It is cold.
Oh, it is so freaking cold in here.
Can I close the barrier?
Yes.
To make it seem like it hasn't been as disturbed?
Yeah, you close the barrier behind you, and it makes it even colder, though. Once you close that off, you see that there's, like, the only ventilation in here is just cold, cold, cold air coming into the room. There's no light sources other than the servers giving off, like, the glow of all the decks that are in there running the machines.
I use my magical tinkering, and I have my 5 feet of dim light around us.
Okay.
So.
Excellent. But you guys are in the server room. You have the light available to you. You don't see anything out of the ordinary. Just, like, it is a very long space, so a rough estimate of the numbers of servers in here, there's, like, rows of six going across, and going back, there's at least a dozen in this room.
This just seems like a lot for a photo booth.
It seems very cold.
It was cool, but it wasn't, like, that cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't as cool as this.
I'm going to do a tech check.
Go for it.
It's disadvantage, but...
Are they a crypto mining in here or something? Whoa.
Double eights.
Wow. That's exploding dice, isn't it?
This is...
Get out of here.
He said, lying.
So that's 16.
With a 16, you're not able to tell much. Like, I imagine you just kind of go up to it, and you're physically interacting with it without plugging anything into it, and you're just able to tell, like, it's an industrial server running at a high capacity. So, what do you guys do?
Is there a way for us to, like, connect to the servers directly from here?
You guys can plug in. You can jack in via your net jacks into the server to, like, interface, like, what's on that tower. Yeah, absolutely.
They gave us mobile scramblers.
So imagine,
So we're not plugging with our normal AIs. They have completely, we don't have to worry about the anonymity, right?
Correct. That's good. Yeah, you guys are good.
Okay.
I mean, with this, at least we've got a physical barrier between us and where we're going. We don't have to double back to anarchy now, but it's a little cold.
That mobile scrambler, is that like, you got one avatar on this, if I burn this one too, or is it like every time I go in, it's a
new... You are not quite sure. You have not experienced it yet.
Okay, fair.
You guys... give me an insight check. I'm going to say Fillmore just because he has the most tech experience. I'll have you do an insight check as well.
Would investigation be relevant here too?
The information I'm giving you is...
Oh, okay.
No. Insight into jacking into a server.
Gotcha. So disadvantage?
Yeah, disadvantage for you.
Nat 20.
Nice.
17?
It's a 14.
A 14 with a nat 20. You had some experience when you were working at Pure Life Tech. Of like how servers work. When you jack into a server, it's basically like putting a log on the server that somebody has like gone into this. Mm. Like whenever, normally there's servers that keep track of that for like a public space where people can kind of go into, but it's a lot more harder to track because it is a public space. But if you jack into a server directly, then you know then you can be traced very easily because it's like a private connection.
Mm-hmm.
There's not as much traffic.
Exactly. So you are wary of that.
All right. Guys, I feel like if we're going to plug in anywhere, we need to go back to Anarchy too, because this is going to be easy to track. Nobody else is plugged in here.
Do you think maybe you can like install something that makes it so you can read the data that's happening here or something? So you can like keep tabs of things a little easier?
I will also say this. It's high risk, high reward. Like, you guys can jack in and find exactly what you're looking for via servers, but going in through the front door, it's more anonymous, but you're going to have to spend a little bit more time digging. Like, I will say that.
Okay. It's high risk, high reward. So.
I think we should take that risk.
I agree.
I think we should take that risk.
I agree.
We opened a door. We got here. It'd be weird to go back now.
Yeah. So but might be a fallacy, we all go in?
Oh. I mean, I feel like I'm probably the best to keep you guys safe out here.
Yeah.
I guess we also have Lester out here too, so if he hears anyone like coming in, wakes us up.
That's true. I could have Lester stay as a sentry and we can...
Well, it's going to take them a second to get that heavy ass door open as
well.
Yeah,
there's no way they can sneak up on Lester.
No. So maybe we do just leave Lester out here.
Yeah.
All three of us go in case
I think that
sounds fair.
Okay.
Okay.
Before we go in, I want to just do one more thing. I know that it's very cold. I'm a little distracted, but I want to do an investigation check. Just because I really am very confused why there is so much in this room.
Yeah. Yeah, give me an investigation or perception, whatever you like.
Investigation.
Damn, dude.
That is a 18. No, sorry, 17.
Yeah. A 17.
No. No. It's 12. Sorry.
12. I don't know with you. It's hard to tell. It's still behind me. With a 14, or excuse me, 12. With a 12, you know that Pure Life has an operation going on here that is more than just the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't decipher how.
There's a racket. I don't know what they're racketeering.
Yeah. you know that there's like behind the scenes shady work going on.
You know what? I'll figure it out on the inside.
Yeah. It's going to be easier.
I'll figure it out on the inside when I'm not cold.
Yeah. Cool. All right. You guys jack in to three separate servers. And immediately, you are standing in the static of a black expanse. You look around you and you see stretching out forever in every direction infinite instances of white blocks, each one of them housing an individual photo studio. Specks of gray orbit each cube like atom particles, but after long enough, you realize that each particle is a snapshot program, a floating camera apparatus. The gray cubes fly through the void like bees in a hive, each with its set path. To describe the camera apparatus a little bit more, it's a drone that is compiled of a bulky camera lens attached to a featureless gray metallic box. go ahead and roll perception checks to see if you see each other.
I'm back to normal, right?
Yes. You're 11. No longer at a disadvantage. 11, 12.
With every perception, up, there is down.
So it's 13.
13.
That one.
Thad and Fillmore, you see each other like what looks to be like 100 feet away. Fillmore standing all the way up here on one box, and like two rows over Thad, you were able to kind of make him out standing on top of a white photo studio. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Malcolm,
yeah.
You are so overwhelmed by the vastness of this mm-hmm. that you start to kind of walk forward going, whoa, and you fall off the box that you're standing in, and now you are in a free fall. You two see Malcolm flying down between you two. Malcolm, go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw.
Minus one.
Was he very close?
18.
Oh. You
These are, dice are hot.
You are scrambling in the air, falling into the void, and you're able to grab on to one of the snapshot programs, this big metal box with a camera lens on it. You grab it, and it starts taking you off, and you fly off with it. So you see him suddenly flying up towards you, holding on
Mister,
to a program.
Mister, where are we going, mister?
It makes no noises.
Okay.
I imagine that for some reason, I know you've described it, and but the way that it moves, it reminds me of the guy who does the countdown in Mario Kart. The guy, the little fucker on the cloud.
Very much so, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
There are no beeps, there are no mechanical sounds. Yeah. The only sound that it makes is just a click, like a camera click. Like, and that's it.
Mac is flying around.
Guys, what do I do? I want to do an investigation, checking that thing out to see if that might be the exit AI.
There are several thousand of them flying around.
Oh.
So we take several thousand seconds.
I want to see that one. I want
to
see that one.
How many D20 Malcolm you got? Specifically holding on to? Yeah, go for it.
10.
It's flying away too fast for you to like clock anything on it.
Do you know
how... Thad, I don't know if that's it.
Oh. Can we reconvene with each other? Like, can I try to get...
Malcolm is currently flying away.
Yeah, I can't do much about that. Ew. So I'm going to talk to my mans over here. I'm going to try to regroup with Phil.
Regroup with Phil? How are you going to... Let me focus on Malcolm for a minute.
Sure.
I am flying away for 1 second.
Oh, he said, what are we doing? And I'm telling him what I'm doing.
I know. God. I want to know if I can get down.
Haywire.
Oh, God. You're trying to kill me.
No, I'm just trying to...
Let me see what Malcolm's going to do first. Okay. You've done your check. You're communicating to Phil Morrison.
I'm trying to get to Phil.
Well, I just remember that we can communicate with each other still.
Yeah, you guys have the headset.
I'm over here going like, boop.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, guys, I forgot you're in my ear.
Hey, are you okay?
No, not really. I'm flying away and I don't know where I'm going.
What do you want to do?
Malcolm. I want to read exactly what DGOS is again, because DGOS is a confusing one. Okay, right here. By touching a single device that contains electronic files, Such as a computer, external hard. No, that seems more meat space, huh?
No. It is an electronic file.
It is an electronic file.
Huge. Or a magnetic disk. You erase all of the files on the device. No.
Sounds like you kill it.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to do that.
You don't know if it kills it. You don't know that. But it will delete files.
It will absolutely delete files.
Like maybe it's flying. Ooh,
about where it's going. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to cast DeGoss. What? Hopefully,
it's just going to delete everyone's pictures.
So,
sure.
You don't know
but
that.
But it also might delete the file of its next place to go, and then I'm not moving anymore.
You still don't know that. You can roll an inside check. You can even do a tech check to start reading the files. You are now in net space.
Tech check is Arcana.
I will do insight if you'll let me do that instead of Arcana, but you let me know just because my wisdom's slightly higher than my intelligence.
I'll give you an insight check to see where this thing is going. Perfect. And what the trajectory of it is.
It's going to be 14.
With a 14, you are able to see that this is heading in the direction of all the other drones that are kind of flying with it. Like, there's hundreds that are heading towards what you can now make out to be two gigantic cubes. There's one giant white cube that is roughly four times the size of all the other cubes, and one of a similar size that is neon red. It is going to the white one.
It's not going to the red one.
No.
Okay. I feel like the red one's bad. So,
the red one's where they keep the nudes.
All right. Maybe you guys go ahead and jump on one of these. It's taking us somewhere. I think this thing is actually taking me where I need to go.
All right. We're going to Kenobi it.
Thad, what are you doing?
I was trying to get to the in quotation marks, physical location of Vilmar.
Got it. How do you do it?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to piece it. We're separated by a series of white boxes.
You are standing on white box that is two rows over and then 10 rows down from where Fillmore is.
And what's the space between the boxes?
The space between the boxes is roughly 20 feet.
Oh, okay.
But is it like other boxes where he could like climb?
Hold on, let's make this easier. There's 10 feet between each box. I'm the DM, I get to make up the rules.
Whoa!
It's crazy. So there's 10 feet of void space between each box. The boxes are roughly 6 by 6 feet. Each one of them, you can kind of peer inside. You see like a no-clip object where there's people in them, like taking photos, doing exactly that, dressing up as different things. But they don't seem to notice you.
Yeah.
So for you, if we were to do the math, 10, that's 100. Then add 6 times 10, that's 60, 160 feet drop. And then if we were to do 6 over, that's 12 plus 20, that's 32. 32 feet jump, 160 feet down.
I think you should hack one of those flying things.
You don't have to yell. We're in a call.
Oh. Yeah, but I see him.
It is tricky.
That's fair. No, I'd do it. That's fair.
It's like a Xbox party chat. Like, no matter where we are, we can always like, hear each other. Yeah.
Okay, so just...
We're in Discord call.
Do we think hack one of these things or... I could just cast Featherfall on myself and just drop to you with no damage.
I feel like hacking might be good in the long run so we can catch up to Mac.
You're right. I want to try and catch one.
Yeah, you got it. How do you want to do it?
Tell me how I have to catch it.
You can cast a spell. You can try to roll
on it. I want to physically get it and get into its programming so I don't have to cast a spell. I want to...
Got it. So this would have to be like either a dexterity check... or gymnastics check,
acrobatics check, or athletics.
To either jump onto one or to grab one out of the air.
I'll see if I'll fish for one as well.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah, that's... I have nothing to that, but I'll try it.
Yeah, that's your best bet.
It's an 11.
11.
16.
16. An 11, one just right out of your reach. Mm. You were jumping up to grab one, but it just was just out of it. You? Mm-hmm. Easy. One starts coming at you, it's like a baseball. You just catch it. And it's kind of like hovering around in your hand and hear it go like click, click, click.
I guess I'll start doing a photo shoot.
You start taking pictures.
Yeah. Okay, just hold on to that. I'll try and come hack it for you. I want to find one that's coming towards me and cast Haywire on it to maybe try and slow it down. Just to maybe give myself advantage to grab it.
Absolutely, you do that.
Cool. Sounds like he's going to have advantage or disadvantage.
You have advantage. You cast Haywire on this drone, and its movement becomes sluggish and erratic.
Okay.
You are able to try to jump on it or catch it with advantage now.
Okay. 14.
You are able to jump up and grab it. But it is definitely pulling you around.
Okay, I'm going to try and do a tech check real quick on it.
Do it. Go for it.
10.
A 10, you are able to open up your console and kind of hack into it, and you see that its movement programs are scheduled to go to white box. But you're now able to kind of put an input where you create a multi-directional pad where you're just able to guide it wherever you'd like it to go.
Oh, so I'm in.
You're in.
Oh. Hey. I hold onto it and I just kind of like hover down to that. Just...
Yep, hover right down.
Hey, little guy, are you an AI?
It just, as you're looking at it and it's focused on you, it's taking like a million pictures, like, of your face as it's looking at
settings.
You.
Sapia.
I'm gonna try and hack that thing now that I'm down to that.
Yeah, you gently land your sail.
Oh,
down.
We can make like a raft of them.
That'd be awesome.
You guys, go ahead and hack his.
Hey, Mac, how you doing? Do we got time to make a raft?
Like Megamind coming
in. That's what I'm saying. Oh, by the way, you're doing great. I see you moving around. You're moving without hesitation, and I really like that. And I am casting a spell called Enhanceability.
Oh. I was like, nice?
you're on the comms going, like, yeah.
To be fair, that's not doing... out of the ordinary for the way we talk to each other.
That's how Thad casts his spells.
Mac's not been around.
You have advantage on in-base checks. Yeah, that's what Enhanceability does.
Wow.
Wow.
The target has advantage on intelligence checks.
Oh,
on intelligence. As long as it can maintain concentration.
Mac, you've been listening to their conversations long enough that they've got some weird like bro love going on.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful, but you're not a part of it.
We're on our way.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
We're getting...
I whisper it to myself, but forget to mute myself. I'm on my way.
Go ahead and roll the tech check on Thad's camera.
Cool. Nat 20.
You got it. You are actually able to hack it so well that you were able to see the contents of the apparatus itself, and it contains a million pictures of Thad's like digital avatar face.
These are great pictures.
And the last ones are sepia.
Truly, actually, yeah. They are.
These are great. I like the sepia ones.
Yeah, I was thinking
about
it.
But you see, like a stranger's avatar, like posed in like a New York cityscape with a boa, like they're doing a Broadway thing. And you see several close-up pictures of the face, but also like a few handful of like environmental shots. That's what you're able to get out of it.
Do the close-ups of the face seem weird? Like he didn't intend them?
They seem like close-ups face, but they are nearly perfect digital like face scans of people.
Oh, spyware.
So they're just collecting data in here.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
It is Instagram.
they're doing some... They're doing some Minority Report.
That's bad.
Mark Zuckerberg stuff in here.
But you're able to hack it perfectly.
That's what I said, Meta, dude.
I didn't understand the layers of the joke.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Let me hop over to Malcolm.
Okay, I'm going to put out a spell, and it is kind of just a safety thing for us while we're here, because I feel like shit gonna go down, and this lasts for 8 hours, but I'm going to do Guardian of Faith. And by doing that, I'm more just kind of, I punch my pit boy because it's janky.
You have to knock it out every single time.
Yeah, and it just, it shoots like a little just boop, 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 a laser beam up above me for a second. And now there's just an orb, just some like red orb that when things get in 10 feet of it, it just shoots like lasers. But like, you
know, what does the spell do specifically?
So I'm trying to make this not religious because we're in a tech world.
I love what you're doing with
okay,
it.
Cool.
Absolutely. I just want to know what it does.
A large spectral guardian appears and hovers for the duration in an unoccupied space. So it's going to be right next to me.
Yeah.
Your choice that you can see within range. The guardian occupies that space and is indistinct except for a gleaming sword and shield, except no.
Right. Yeah.
Right. with the symbol firewall. With the symbol of my deity, which is Mozilla Firefox.
It's a good browser.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
So it's like this ball of energy that like zaps its own energy and like its battery life, basically.
An energy firewall.
Yeah, an energy firewall.
That's wonderful. Yeah, you cast itself around you and your flying snapshot program.
Yeah, and that's going to be up there for 8 hours or until it's done 60 damage to hostile enemies.
Got it. Do you manipulate your snapshot program in any way? Do you try to do an arcana check?
Yeah, I'm going to, yeah, because I need to get control of this thing so I can at least move freely and not just...
Okay, go for it.
No.
He's not by any chance within 30 feet of me.
I am min-maxing these rolls. Nat one.
Just have the next roll be an important one.
Yeah.
You go in to, like, open up the program to, like, guide it, but you accidentally, like... fry the flight program of this bot.
Am I falling again?
You are now in free fall once
just
more.
Just do another dex save. Hey, now it's an important roll.
Now it's an important roll. Do you
catch another?
If this is you're a nat 20, I'm going
to
lose my
mind. I guess I have to if I'm in free fall.
This is a 17 on the die.
This is a 17 on the die? Is that what you're calling?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling.
All right.
It's an 8 minus 1.
Sorry, I was drunk.
7.
Oh, 7. There it is. Sorry. The spirits, they move in mysterious ways.
You try to hop to another one,
uh-huh.
But it is moving in an opposite direction of you. You are moving too fast downward that another snapshot program is just swiftly going to that white cube that was in view. So now you are just in dead free fall. You guys look up.
Does this seem like it even has a bottom?
No.
Hey, guys, I messed it up again. I'm on my way down to nothing.
You look up and you see that he's roughly like 80 feet away and enclosing very quickly.
If he falls far enough, do you think it'll just shoot him right back to the top?
I don't want to risk it.
Portal. I like that there's a moment like, what if?
Because that'll give us more time to catch him.
Yeah. Because terminal velocity.
Yeah.
80 feet away?
Yeah. And coming down quickly.
How fast do these move?
They're moving pretty quick.
Is our raft ready? Or is he...
Are we doing a full raft or are we just holding on to these ones?
I don't know.
Your raft is not ready if that's what you're doing. You've only gotten control of those two far.
I say just hold on to this and...
Attack the clones
through Coruscant.
Your friend is free falling towards you.
We move towards him.
Okay, so he's coming down towards us.
Yes.
That's good.
Move
towards him.
I am going terminal velocity.
If we are now piloting our little dudes... just full gun it towards him. Just
gun it towards him. You guys go directly up, and you're going to try to catch him.
Maybe not directly up. Maybe just, probably just sideways.
We want to get up to him, and then start falling with him till we match his speed.
Yeah, we're not.
I've watched a lot of Super.
We're not trying to slice me in half.
This is
like
full attack of the clone.
That's fair. Good. Yeah, you are able to do exactly that. You fly up, and then you start falling with him. Like you turn off your drone, and you start falling. But like at a controlled fall.
Yeah.
What do you do now?
Good to see you guys.
We're both doing this.
What? Once we are like at match speed, I just want to be like, "Hey man, grab on."
Okay.
I'll try to grab him.
Yeah. You both put your hands on him.
Oh, the synchronized fall.
Yeah.
Skyfall.
And then
skyfall.
And then just be like, okay, and then slowly reaccelerate our speed so it doesn't jolt us. Like,
yes. God, I want to make you guys do a check for that.
I could try handling the brawn portion if he handles the pilot portion.
Yeah, let's do that. You do a strength advantage, strength check.
You got it.
And you do a tech check.
Cool. And I have a band on that.
16.
16?
Oh, yeah, no. 26.
You are able to control, lift everybody. Everybody's good. You have two...
I Captain America... as I'm holding on to two things.
I'm not that heavy.
I've also just kind of taken pictures of me too. Hooked these two together. I've hooked it together so like
you now have a raft.
Almost holding onto it like those deep sea like.
Subnautica.
Yeah.
You are able to with your programming skills like fuse the two bots together. It's very glitchy at first, but you're able to stabilize the codes. Where now it's just like double camera. And that creates that lift exactly what it needs. You are holding on like two of your friends, and you're just flexing muscles. And it looks so good, and you're able to get the camera to take a couple of pictures of you. And you're just standing there.
And I'm just hanging.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm just, thank you, thank you.
You guys are together. And you guys are now floating in the void of quiet memories.
Malcolm, that was awesome how you never lost your cool. Like, I would have lost my cool, and you didn't lose it once. You were so calm. That was that was awesome.
I used the towel to wipe my pee in my pants. I peed my pants. The towel has soaked up the urine.
You can do that in NetSpace?
Apparently. Or at least the sensation, and I
Fad
feel
looks
it in
down
my...
At NetSpace, there is no wet crotch. But you get an idea that
I'm feeling
meat
it
space.
In yeah, meat space.
It's just instantly frozen.
We'll make checks for that later.
Yeah.
What do you guys do?
So where was it taking you?
There's a big ass red square and a big ass white square, and I was going to the white square.
Do these guys have names for those locations?
Take a look. Tech check.
It's in a book.
I don't. 20.
You get advantage on every check now.
On intelligence checks.
That's insane.
Until I get bonked.
Got it.
It's a concentration. Yeah, it's enhanceability.
Only
it's,
intelligence
that's
checks.
That's broken. Got it.
That's pretty
it.
Fucking good.
What'd you get?
A nat 20.
A nat 20.
He did.
You have two very unique bots. One bot is full of photographs, like you saw, that is scheduled to unload all of its data at the unloading zone, where you kind of see the process where it's waiting to be compiled and sent to the Pure Life cloud that is Quiet Moments. The other bot, on the other hand, for some reason, all of its pictures are out of focus. It's just every single picture that has been taken on it of the photo booth is out of focus, and it is scheduled to go to deletion. That's where they're scheduled to go, both of these bots individually.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
And those are close to each other, right?
As you guys are flying up, you see the white box that he was talking about, the big white box, and you see the big red neon box. And you get a feeling like if you hadn't like unhooked the program of this, one bot wanted to go, like the correct bot wants to go to the white box, the out-of-focus bot wants to go to the red box.
Mm-hmm. I want to do a quick investigation check just to see if there's like, if I can figure out where any AI is in here, because it doesn't seem like there's like a lot of AI. These things seem very programmy, not so full AI.
They let me do a quick definition of AI. AI is automated intelligence, which means it's non-user intelligence. So these have been very programmed, but the program that they're able to do is facial recognition and recognize like what a scene is doing.
Then I want to do several investigation check to see if I can see anything going on.
An anomaly?
Yeah, something off.
Yeah, I'm also looking for AI. Can I just also gather up our roles, look for an anomaly?
Just start looking for anomalies.
What would those checks be?
It would definitely perception. Be...
I've been using investigation for this whole game.
Yeah, investigation or perception.
Investigation to find an anomaly, a tech check to look at the code of this place, because you were currently in the NetSpace and you have access to that kind of stuff.
18.
With an 18, you are able to tell that there is a large number of these drones going to the red square. And with that, you're also to see that some of them like are hovering around the red square rather than going into it.
There's a bit of a holding pattern at the red square, unlike the white square.
So all of the photos are blurry?
On the one that wants to go to the red square, yes.
Can I see where that was coming from? Because like for every photo to be blurry, something's weird in there, right?
With the nat 20 that you got, you can tell that this program is either broken, it's supposed to be retired, or it just needs maintenance.
Okay. Cool. I
guess we could try to hook up more things to our raft and see if we can find a pattern, more of a sample size.
You
want
to try to investigate more?
Well, I want to do a tech check on the program real quick.
Okay.
Nat 20.
Another nat 20.
Gosh.
Nice. You open up your console and kind of look into like the server that you're currently plugged into, and you do a sweep of the white square and the red square. Everything seems to be functioning normally except for the red square. The red square seems to be like part of a server that is part of like a designated deletion area. And for some reason, there are no deletions happening.
Okay.
I was just about to say, I think we need to get over to the red square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
You guys fly into the red square.
into?
Yeah. All right. You see other drones kind of coming into and coming out of.
Yeah, okay.
All the drones that, like, on the small white squares that you were standing on, they are photo booths that they are flying in and out of.
Awesome.
So it's this not is
death
normal.
Lasers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was like, are we
red means death laser. You pass through the red walls.
If what he casted taught me anything.
You pass through the red walls of the cube and you are immediately pulled to the center of the room by some unseen force. You are being pulled into a tight metallic black ball of several hundred snapshot programs being crushed together by their own weight. You hit hard into the side of the orb and feel yourself being pulled in. Other snapshot programs that fly into the cube are pulled in helplessly, but you notice one is flying freely around the sphere, unaffected by the pull of the room. It whizzes by you several times, seemingly circling the mass. You guys are now plastered against this thing.
Hey! Hey, Orbit!
Roll...
We want to help!
Roll...
Persuasion?
Yeah, roll a persuasion check.
Oh, thank God. I can punch, and I can... Oh, that's Pathfinder.
And I can be a sweetheart.
Right, yeah, I can punch, talk, and buff, and I've done everything else.
Go ahead and talk.
18.
You see that this snapshot instance is like orbiting around at a really crazy speed, but it hears you and it stops and it looks right at you.
Hey! Sorry, we were just kind of scoping things out and we got stuck.
It hovers up to you and you see it like make a playful like nod, like
what's
it
up?
Tilts its head.
What's
like
up?
The body of it.
What's up?
And it looks at all three of you individually.
Hi.
Can I do an insight to see the... Read the body language? Like the
shake? Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
18.
It is nervous. It is confused as to why, like, humans are here.
Got it. Oh, hey, don't worry, we're friends. You know, I know that things are... you're doing your installation here, it looks cool, but do you mind pulling us out so we can talk?
It hovers up to you, like, really close to the face... Where the lens of the camera, like you're able to see your own face inside of it. And it's observing you very closely. And it kind of pulls away and it shakes back and forth.
Well, I don't think we're part of your installation here, are we?
It makes like a shrugging motion with its whole body.
I mean, like, does it seem like there's any like footing elsewhere? Like, or is it just this area?
No.
Okay.
I wanna talk to it in binary.
Yeah.
To like show like, hey, we're not just some guys.
What do you say?
I say, you seem scared, and if you're a little confused to your purpose, if maybe you have a newfound understanding of your existence, just kind of let me know.
It jumps immediately at like towards you, like it hovers like over in front of you. Meanwhile, like you guys are still being pelted with like other programs and like slowly starting to be buried by this. But to everyone who's listening to them to speak binary, it sounds a lot like Morse code, but really, really quick. Like,
I somehow learned
it. But no, it's like because it's ones and zeros, it's ones and zeros, so it's just like you're pursing your lips and doing and. You hear it click back. And it takes a minute because it's very long. It's a lot of symbols.
Mm-hmm.
But you're able to, like, hear... You do have plenty of time. You're able to hear it click out like, I do.
Could we just get married?
So this thing just told me that it was the exit AI, basically, yeah?
This thing told you that it does have sentience, yes.
All right. I'm still speaking in.
Yeah.
We're friends. We are here to protect you from people who are looking for you, that are bad, that want to destroy you. Don't be scared.
Again, you are being pelted. You guys are now like your bodies are covered because it takes so long to speak in binary.
Could you let us out?
Please!
And it speaks back to you and clicks like click, 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 click. And it says, I can't.
What?
Can I just...
Can you do something to get us out of here?
Any one of you... Everybody make an insight check right now.
Oh,
10. Dirty 20.
15.
Okay. With 10. A 10, I think you're able to get this. Everybody's kind of able to understand that this is like a mass deletion like area. You specifically knowing, like, going into the code, you've told your friends that, like, programs should be deleting if they are exhausted. Or, like, the program needs to be rebooted, or it needs to be such and like that. What is going on in this room, though, is that it seems like the toilet's clogged. And it's being clogged by something. This orb is an unnatural occurrence. Like, this mass of snapshot programs. And you get an inkling that your new friend has something to do with it. But you're not quite sure what. With the 15, you're able to think, like, maybe, like, he is preventing, because he's not being affected by the gravitational pull, that maybe he is, like, creating this clog. With a 20, you're able to know that he's probably running a code, like a concentration, that if he does not, like, concentrate on, you will be sucked in and deleted as well.
So he's saving these things from being deleted.
Yes.
Okay, I don't
know what to do with that. Can we check out, like emergency unplug?
Yeah, if I can tell him to get into my lunchbox.
Again, he clicks back to you, I can't.
Because he doesn't want to ditch them.
He likes the other bots, because they're his family.
Where can we fix it?
Oh, hold on. Now tell me if this is dumb. Can I dispel magic, not on what he's doing, but on the deletion program of the aspect at all? Or
turn off the incinerator?
Degauss it.
So dispel would basically be like an erase program.
Yeah.
On a program that is casting like a spell or running code.
Mm-hmm.
You could absolutely do that, yeah. You'd have to know what the target is, though, and I don't think you know that.
I can't, like, the red square.
I think it's something in the middle here.
Okay.
Congregating around here.
We can ask. So,
yeah.
Where can we go to fix it? Where's the problem?
What's causing this? What's in the middle of this thing?
It clicks out a deletion sphere.
I concentrate on deletion.
Okay, deletion sphere.
Actually, he even pulls up and, like, a hologram appears above him, and you see that it's like this dark sphere of just like antimatter.
Oh.
Is that in the middle of this?
Yes. And you see it like you see the red background, but there are no bots around it. And so, like, he has a picture, a very clear picture of it.
Okay. I have an idea. That if we hold on to Max's legs, and we let him go into the middle so that he doesn't get pulled in all the way, but we hold on to him so we can get him out, we can send him into the middle.
If I just kind of,
I don't feel like we have to worry about
fight it, and I feel like make my way towards the middle. Yeah,
we don't have to worry about oxygen. We are computer programs right now.
What happens if he gets deleted?
I die.
This avatar of him dies.
He derezes.
He will be.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Sitting in his own frozen piss.
Yeah, let's do it.
I did it. I did.
You told us. Yeah, it's fine.
I told you.
I would have done far worse than pee myself. You were very brave.
I appreciate that.
At this point, you guys are talking, and you are now buried. You lose sight of the snapshot program, but it's looking at you kind of
binary,
like observing.
We'll be right back.
And
we try to maneuver with Mac.
It's clicking out something, but you can't hear it. There's too many other snapshot programs now just pressed against your face.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you need to make a strength or athletics check to start digging through
athletics. Okay.
All these things.
I got a +1 to this.
Are we helping him in any way?
16.
16's good.
Well, will that make it?
16 will make it.
Okay, cool.
You are able to, like, dig deep, and as you kind of, like, start digging deeper, the pull starts to, like, help you get into it. And you guys are, like, holding on to him, and so you're kind of going along with him. And once that pull kicks in, you guys, like, start going into it. So now you need to make a strength saving throw to, like, keep him from going all the way.
You got it. +3.
Cool.
From me being a Giga Chad.
Love it.
An advantage because it's a check?
No, it's only intelligence.
That's
if it was every check, that'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy. That's what I thought it was.
No, he just gave it to intelligence because
got it.
That's what's going to help the most.
That makes sense.
Only a 9.
9?
Yeah, mine is a 5, and if I add the +5, it's a 10, but I feel like we both have failed either way.
You have both failed. You are like holding on to the other like bots around you, trying to like prevent yourselves from getting sucked in, but all three of you are sucked face up against like the center of this mass, which is just this spiraling black void of nothingness. You feel like there's a smoke ghastly like sucking everything into it, but there is a barrier around it keeping anything from getting stuck inside of it. If anybody would like to check out what this program is, please make an Arcana check, or even an Insight check.
Tech check.
I guess I go...
23.
12.
Either way, it's 12 for me, yeah.
A 12? The 12s, you can't quite get it. You've heard of something like this in like games and such, but with a 23, you're able to know that this is a Spear of Annihilation in a program.
Mm-hmm. What level spell is that again? Because that depends on my... my dispel magic here, because I get a +7 to my roll, because I know it's above a 3.
But we're not being annihilated upon contact, so
no,
whatever
he's running but on contact, I'm feeling I'm gonna have to see it is gonna be on contact for me sort of deal.
You right? can see With it all this. You can see it now.
Yeah, you can.
Oh,
see it's not touching you.
Yeah, so it'd be 25 DC 25.
Okay, I need an 18 or higher.
I can let your int thing go to give him advantage. Or can we give him the help action? Or no, that's not how the dispel magic works. No.
I can give him +5 to this, so yeah, I kind of have +12 to this.
Yeah. 13.
That would be exactly
with a +12. That's exactly 25. This is a podcast, and the roles are real, baby.
You are able to delete this code. You put your hand on it, and the sphere is annihilated. With that...
I could not think of anything cool.
Other than release.
You guys are able to, like, hold yourselves together and kind of endure the pain, but keep yourselves from being squished by flexing as hard as you can, while all the snapshot programs start to kind of, like, try to be deleted and push themselves further into the sphere... But if that doesn't work, then they all spread out and fly out of the red box. You guys are now again in free fall.
Try and grab onto these.
You grab on these bots. You guys are able to grab three of your own bots. As you grab on, and they're about to fly off in their own separate directions, the one snapshot program that was helping you and talking to you wicks over and grabs every single one of you with the help of two other bots that are like in a flight formation with it. And you guys are now floating in the middle of this box. It is just you three and the snapshot program and two others.
Hey, guys. We did it.
Great hustle. I fist bumped the little dude.
It flies very, like, slightly forward, making contact with the lens to your fist.
Very gentle.
Guys. That was fantastic. That was... I felt good.
Good hustle.
That was awesome.
I appreciate it.
That was awesome.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. You guys are so strong. What the heck?
Oh, I am spent. I went into some real like gorilla panic strength. It was.
I felt it. My hand hurts.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, the you're good. You're there. So strong.
The panic was there.
The friendly snapshot program like has another drone come in and like take up one of you guys, and then it kind of flies in front of you and does a quick click.
Oh wait! I wasn't smiling. I think I blinked.
Click.
All right. Thanks. So the offer still stands. We are trying to protect you. If you would like to get into my limited edition Spaceballs
lunchbox. Click. Ohms?
Yes.
Click. Yes.
Okay. Hop on in.
You open up the lunchbox. You see Osmodeus kind of like take form, like his head pops out of the thing like, oh my goodness, where's... What's going on?
We found another one of one of your you're not really buds. You haven't met, but I think you will be buds.
Yeah. What?
I think
What do you mean? And the snapshot program like tries to fly in, but is kept getting hit by like the blue genie's head going, "Ow!"
Osmodeus, I'm gonna need you to pop back in there. So
I'm really claustrophobic. I know that doesn't seem right.
No.
Isn't this an infinite bag?
Isn't it infinite space?
Right, but when you open it up, I fill up the space.
So do you want us to close it?
Like, yeah. Quick.
You're doing great. We're just keeping you safe for now until we can find the two other. Like you,
And when you say like you, the robot, because like his head is sticking out of a lunchbox, the Snapchat program that you've become friends with kind of says, he clicks out in binary and he is able to tell you Snapchat program 5227. And you hear Ozzy go, "It's very nice to meet you."
Snapchat program 5227.
I called him Orbit once and I kind of like it, but what would you do you want to be called Snapchat program 5227?
And you hear it bzz, 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 click 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 click. Nickname? Question mark?
Thad's really good at nicknames. And he kind of called you Orbit earlier. Do you like that? Like Orbit? Like that's a cool name.
And you see him like violently shake up and down.
Let's go.
That's pretty tight.
Let's fucking Thad, go.
You're the king of nicknames,
man. It's my thing.
That's pretty tight.
Oh, as yeah, you guys are having this very pleasant conversation, the red cube around you like dissipates. And you see looking at you are two avatars of people in white suits going, "What's going on here?
I don't know.
We fell through." I pull out my John McClane badge and I go, "Routine maintenance."
Yes.
Oh, yes. I really like that. So, yes, because you have a physical copy of the John McClane, you were able to touch it to your cyber deck.
Yeah.
And now you have the digital one as well. What is it? What you're rolling?
Sorry. I need to pull it up. I haven't fully transposed it because I was not planning on having that.
Yeah,
I forgot I had it until just now.
Yeah, Towel does something in cyberspace too. I haven't gotten quite yet.
Nope.
But I now realize that it does have to attach to your deck, so I just, on my jank pit boy, have a towel just later, wrapped around
not yet.
It. Right.
Currently no. It is stuffed in your pants.
Thankfully soaking the pee.
I don't remember the towel being yellow.
No, it was always yellow. It was always yellow.
Frozen, solid, yellow.
So I get a plus two to intimidation, which brings me up to a solid zero. They have to make a DC 10 wisdom saving throw.
Got it.
To believe me.
What was it? That's a 14 on the die.
Okay.
They don't believe you, but I do know that there's additional text to that where you get like 2 minutes of free time, I think.
He still believes me, but it's only for a minute instead of an hour. It buys us 1 minute.
You have 1 minute of time going like, "All right, well, you just deleted our deletion sphere. What?"
Oh, it was broke.
It was broken.
Well, how come we weren't informed? We're the tech around here. You don't need to come in here and do that.
I thought they informed us that they were informing you.
Well, I got to go talk to a manager and see okay. What we're gonna do about this.
We should go talk to our managers, too.
The bureaucracy of this whole thing. These wires get crossed.
I really don't have time for this.
I know.
Me neither.
We got to go.
Yeah, we all got to go.
All right. I grabbed the one thing and I push Ozymandias' head down and I push it into the... I go, we'll be out of your hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And jack out.
Jack out. You guys are then now in a frozen space.
This is important because this is still an 8-hour spell. When I do that, I have a little drone with just a tiny Gatling gun on it floating above me. It came out
of your deck.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
It's an 8-hour spell.
Your spell is saying
okay, attack. So I have something. If there are hostiles within 10 feet of us right now.
No, there are not.
Okay.
You guys are extremely cold, and you know that you need to get out of here quick before damage happens.
Is there maybe a back entrance instead of the front way?
You guys head to the back, and you see that there is a locked door. Yes. Digital
lock. That makes sense.
Digital lock?
Yes.
I put my John McClane badge up to it.
It acts as that, yeah.
Oh, heck,
double check this bullshit.
Uh-oh. That might only be in the net.
No. I remember
it's a
I wrote
digital
like
lock.
Can be used as an authentic key for electronic security. Bypass security doors, electronic locks, and identification authorization. Device has 3 charges. Whenever you expend a charge, roll a 1d4. On a 1, the device expends all of its charges and cannot be used until after a long rest.
Yeah, it can't.
That's your one.
That's fine.
It gets us out, though.
The door opens. You guys are now in that like back area where the employee area is. And it closes securely behind you.
I reached down my pants and I wrapped this towel around my Pip-Boy.
It is
damn.
It is damp.
It's frozen.
It's frozen.
It's like a it's, slushy.
It's damp
going
still.
Around
it's
my...
still damp. Mm. You guys are there standing in the hallway.
Before we call it a night,
yeah.
Can I just say that we head back to Anarchy and go to sleep?
You guys want to call it a night here?
I kind of want to call it a night with a long rest, go into finding the next guy rested.
I've spent like no buttons, so
I've spent quite a bit.
Yeah.
I've spent two.
You guys are thinking like, should we go get some rest?
Yeah.
Should we keep going?
Yeah.
And you all get buzzed on a pager.
Oh. It's time to go back.
It's time to go back.
All right.
We can decide what to do.
We head back. Yeah, let's go back to Anarchy.
You guys head down the hallway through the employee hallways. You guys exit through the employee area. And you actually pop out right next to the Adventure Arcade because you guys are on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
Which is like you round the corner. And that's at the very end of this hallway is where Anarchy Now is. And you see that the front door of Anarchy Now has flames jetting out of it. There are several dead anarchists sprawled out on the inside, and the military presence of Opulence Plaza is attacking Anarchy Now. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, please consider following and leaving a review. If you want to support us directly, you can find all of our links on Linktree at linktr.ee/rpgpod.